We did a bad job with the clock. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there. Oh, yeah. Did a bad job with the clock right there. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Going to play a little game of Steelers What If in 1 second. Some texter real mad, Doran, that we didn't give Penn State any more love in that segment. And he said, how about that tight end? Tyler Warren, 17 catches for 224 yards and a touchdown. You, as the Penn State hater you are, but the tight end lover you are you okay? What does your brain do?
Did you see the play that he snapped the ball and ran for a touchdown? I watched that play, and I sat there, and I told myself, I love this kid. I do. I think he should be in discussion for Heisman.
Whoa!
It's great. I'm just being honest.
He got 40 catches, 500 some odd yards.
But the things that he's been doing, I mean, he's thrown 2-3 touchdowns, I think.
The Genty kid in Boise should be the Heisman winner. But
yes, but I'm saying in discussion. Like, yeah. His name should pop up.
He's going to be an NFL guy.
He's
for
a
sure.
Great football player.
Love him. I texted back and I said, psh, he stunk. Couldn't even get to 20 catches.
Couldn't even get to 20?
Couldn't even get
to
20.
What do you have, 17 you said?
17 for 224, yeah.
The kid, he a great football player.
Hey, you might want to cover that guy. Can't.
Really good.
That's one of those things that fans yell that always drives me nuts, Doran. Oh, you might want to cover that guy. Well, they're trying.
Trying to. Can't.
Hey, cover that Antonio Brown. He's pretty good. Can someone block 43? No, they're better than you. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing or HVAC service for over 50 years. Don't turn off your radios. We are not going to spend too much time on the first player I mentioned here. Okay, just I'm throwing that out as a disclaimer on the front end. Want to play a game of Steelers What If?
Uh-huh.
What if Kenny Pickett were the quarterback? What if Mason Rudolph were the quarterback? What if Russell Wilson were the quarterback? Where would the Steelers be right now? Look, man, if Kenny doesn't ask out, I think he's playing at least 4 games. I don't know if he would have been the quarterback for the last 2, because Jerry Dulac reported that a couple weeks ago that Russ was cleared for contact and legitimately ruled healthy. I don't think Kenny would have been as good as Fields, but I think he'd have been better than he was without Arthur Smith. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. It would look different. That's why it's kind of hard to play this game, because I think every quarterback brings a different element to the offense, and they're not Justin Fields. None of those three are Justin Fields, and what Justin Fields can bring is what we saw last game with his leg. So it's kind of hard to know what those guys would look like, but I think they would all look around the same. I do. And I don't know if it's a winning record or not, but I don't think it'd be a losing record.
I think they beat Atlanta with Kenny. I think they beat Denver with Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers defense was playing elite level football. L.A., they really couldn't run the ball early. Maybe they went 13-10 instead of 20-10.
Yep.
Maybe they lose that one. I don't think they beat Indy. I don't think they beat Dallas. Maybe you'd be 3-3 instead of 4-2.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at.
What about Mason?
Same.
I think Mason wins the first 3 games, loses to Indy. I think they might have beat Dallas. I think they might have beat Dallas with Mason Rudolph, which kind of makes
me... So they'd be 5-1?
Could be. Makes me feel less good about Justin Fields whenever I say that out loud. I think there were plays to be made in the passing game against Dallas. And it's funny, though, like it's such a difficult exercise, because if Justin played like he played against Indy against Dallas, they win.
Mm-hmm.
If he played the way that he played against Los Angeles against Dallas, they win. But he played the worst game of his season. So this isn't an exact science. There's no way to tell if we'd be right or not. And then I look at Russ, and you beat Atlanta, you beat Denver. They're beating Atlanta or Denver with you or me at quarterback. Not me.
I think with Mason and Russ, they'd be 5-1. I think with Kenny, they'd be even, 3-3. And obviously, Justin, they're 4-2.
So if you think they'd be 5-1 with Russ, do you go with Russ?
No, because they have a winning record right now.
Yeah, and that's why you can have different answers. That's why you can say they might be 5-1 with Russ, but in reality, they're 4-2 with Justin, and you'd be pulling a guy that's won you football games. And I think Tomlin today is going to name Russell Wilson the guy. I think that's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think he agrees with you. I think he thinks they might be 5-1 with Russ. I think he looks at last week and sees, yeah, okay, they put up 32 points. I think he thinks anybody could have done that because the defense and special teams gave the offense such an advantageous situation on three occasions, set him up deep in opponent territory there. I also think he looks at Justin's near turnovers and just counts them as turnovers. And if you're going to do that, you can make the argument that, hey, maybe Russell Wilson wouldn't have put the ball in harm's way as much.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for noon. I said it last week.
I know.
But now, last week, he ran and hide again, man. Like, you're 3-2. You need to see how he practices and if he can protect himself and if he can stay healthy and yeah. You can't hide now.
Nope.
You can't hide.
Man, you really have that feeling, huh?
I do. Wow. I do.
It'd be kind of crazy.
Here's the thing that gives me pause, though. I think we know Tomlin very well. Everyone listening, I think we all know Tomlin very well. We've been with the guy for 17 years. We kind of know what makes him tick. The one exception might be quarterback. Like, the one exception might be we don't know how he views quarterback.
Right.
Because out of one side of his mouth, he talks about quarterback mobility. Out of another side of his mouth, he's always talking about turnovers. Well, Justin, bigger propensity to turn it over, also way more mobile. Russell, not going to turn it over, probably going to throw some touchdown passes. More mobile than people give him credit for, but not super mobile, and he's got a, you know, ailing, healing calf.
Yes.
Also, last year would have made a lot of sense just to play Mason Rudolph instead of Mitch Trubisky. Would have made sense to let Mason Rudolph win the quarterback competition in Kenny's rookie year. Or, I mean, honestly, it should not have ever been Mitch Trubisky. He's done weird things. You go back to 2019, Tweedledee and Tweedleduck. Really no rhyme or reason with what he was doing there. We've seen him play Ben Roethlisberger as the backup quarterback when Landry Jones was healthy, then Landry gets hurt, and clearly Ben was healthy enough to play. He's done so many goofy things. I think I've got a read. I think it's going to be Russ, but this is the one area of Mike Tomlin where it's hard to pin him down on it.
How much do you think he lets Arthur Smith have a say in this?
I don't know what Arthur Smith wants to do. Not that that doesn't answer your question. You would think if you hire a veteran OC who's been a head coach, you would give him some say.
Right.
But then you watch him play from time to time, and you wonder if he's conservative by nature, Arthur Smith, or if he's just doing what he's being told.
Right.
Let's dig into that a little bit more when we come back. What role should Arthur Smith have in all of this? What do we think he might want to do? Let's try to pin him down. You know him. 412-928-9370. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. NFL breaking news, Doran, and I don't know if this is why Pat McAfee tweeted out holy bleep and then three eyeball emojis. I'm going to guess no, but maligned pass rusher for the New York Football Jets, who is yet to play a down for them, has been granted permission to seek a trade. What a organization.
Bad. Bad. I don't think that's what he's talking about, though, right?
I don't think Hassan Reddick raises to the level of three different sets of eyeball emojis for him,
right?
For Pat McAfee. So I'm expecting something else to come out here at some point. It is also an Aaron Rodgers Tuesday on the Pat McAfee show, so perhaps it has something to do with that. I do not know, but there's a little bit of breaking news there. Real quick, before I even give it like too much thought, I think Reddick probably goes to Detroit after they lose Aiden Hutchinson.
Good call.
And they fancy themselves a Super Bowl contender. And why wouldn't you? You were in the NFC Championship last year with a chance to win, and you just kicked the ever-loving bleep out of Dallas. Speaking of Dallas, one more little piece of NFL news from this morning. Jerry Jones on the radio, our brother station in Dallas, said he's getting out of town. He's going to meetings in Atlanta, and he's happy to get out of town. And I'm paraphrasing here because it might not be safe for him to stick around in Dallas.
No.
I shouldn't say I can't believe the Steelers lost to them, but Dallas has been impressive in exactly one game, and it was against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
and Cleveland in the running for most dysfunctional franchises going right now with, I would say, the Jets and Raiders. Carolina and the Raiders.
A couple.
And it's always the same. It's always the same teams we're talking about. The Jets, the Browns, the Raiders, and Carolina.
Yes.
With their ownership. I mean, look, continuity ain't the be-all, end-all, but it's at least served the Steelers well to the point of not ever being a laughingstock like that. And Dallas, you know, Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. Dallas hasn't done anything in the playoffs in 30. So a little bit of a difference there. You asked the question going to break, who do we think that Arthur Smith would prefer at quarterback? Who do you think he'd prefer?
I think he looks at it like this. Russell Wilson would make, he fits the way that I want to run my offense. But Justin Fields is that shiny object that, like, oh, man, it's kind of hard to turn away from that. I need to buy that toy. I need to buy that thing that is going to make me look really good. He's very enticing. So I think he's wrestling with himself. It's like, okay, do I go with the guy that I know that can run my offense really well? And, you know, be efficient with the football and just be efficient. We could just run an offense, or can I just go outside the box and really utilize my weapon that I have here? So I think he wrestles with it, but at the end of the day, it's about winning football games. You're winning football games with Justin Fields. You think you could win football games with Russell Wilson. Who gives you that best opportunity? And if I'm Arthur Smith, I'm going to sit there and say, I got to go with the guy that has been in there.
Yeah. I think Tomlin trusts Arthur Smith. I don't think he would leave the decision up to him in any way, shape, or form. I think they have a conversation about it. Ultimately, Mike Tomlin's decision is going to be Mike Tomlin's decision. I could see Arthur Smith looking both ways, though. I think about Tannehill in 19 and 20, right? And Tannehill's a hell of an athlete. I mean, he was catching balls at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy's an athlete. I look at his rushing numbers, and they're not that far off what Russell Wilson did last year in Denver. I would put him between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in terms of athleticism. I think Russ is more the style of quarterback, though, that Tannehill was when he had his most success in the league. Problem with Russ is he doesn't like to throw over the middle of the field, mm-hmm. and you need to be able to do that with Arthur Smith. I think if it's Fields the rest of the way, or if it's at least named that Fields is the starter, you're the guy for the Jets game. I'm not saying go full Baltimore Ravens, but week in, week out, start adding more elements.
Yeah, that should be the offense.
Yeah, you talk about shiny toys.
Yes.
Like, I know people, you may even have done that. I don't know. You get the mint condition action figures back in the day. We all knew kids who just, daddy's not letting me open it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we saw Justin Fields get the legs going. We've seen it in the red zone. Make it your offense.
Yeah.
Lean in. And I hope that if they do name Justin Fields the guy, that they would allow that to happen.
You don't think that there's any way where he dances around the situation? Do you think that he named somebody the starter today? Either guy.
Tomlin?
Yeah, do you think he's like, Justin Fields is our starting quarterback, Russell Wilson's our starting quarterback, or do you think he dances around again?
I don't think he can dance anymore. Jeff disagreed earlier when we had him on, and Jeff's been in those press conferences forever now. Jeff thinks he's going to do the light on thing. I just don't think you can do that anymore. It's so intellectually dishonest to be like, oh, well, we're going to see how Russ practices this week. He's healthy. We know he's healthy. He's been healthy for weeks, and now he's the backup quarterback. I think you got to name a guy. And whomever it is, just name one. I don't want to know Friday. I want to know tomorrow. I want to know today. I want to know at noon. Like, let's go. And I think he's going to. I think. Texter, Detroit already signed a pass rusher off the Bengals practice squad. Yeah, that's not the same as acquiring Hassan Reddick.
Not at all.
Just FYI. Texter, didn't Dallas just win a playoff game? No, they lost by a million to Green Bay.
Correct.
Enough texters today. I mean, just bringing it all down.
I mean, just making stuff up.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Show's flying by. Tuesday at 9:35 means we are joined by our friend Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Steelers 4-2, Ravens 4-2. Things are okay. Mike Tomlin's press conference day at noon, and we are all patiently awaiting, Jason, because we have got a ton of calls, ton of texts over the course of all of our shows these last 2 days that it's time for Russell Wilson. What do you think? Should it be Justin Fields' job from here on out, or should the Steelers turn to Russell Wilson?
I wouldn't be in a hurry to look at Russell Wilson here, to be honest with you. They're winning games. They're able to do some things when I think that the offensive coordinator kind of sets his mind to it, and when he understands the assignment and, you know, what they have from a personnel standpoint and what they don't and what they do well and where there are limitations. I think when he leans into the task at hand, they've proven to be, you know, formidable enough. And I think they're now 3-1 when the quarterback runs the ball 8 times or more. And, like, that 8's not a really big threshold. Like, I mean, he should probably be doing it even more than he's doing it in some of these wins. And when he starts establishing his legs, it fairly obviously to me and some people I talk to around the league opens up some things downfield and forces teams to be mindful of the fact that, hey, they might have him take off and run. Like, they might not be trying to play this. Like, he is Russell Wilson, and he's just going to stay in the pocket. And, you know, that's that. And the efficiencies for that entire offense, they jump up when they do get him on the move and have him, you know, with more than just one or two design runs. So if I see it and the league sees it, I'm sure they must see it. And I'm not saying that it's been a tour de force and that how dare you sit him, but, I mean, they haven't really had the whole collection of ball carriers together yet either, right? And it seems to be trending in a positive direction, and Patterson might need another week or so, but they got Warren back. So I don't know, like, they've never even really had that whole collection of guys back there where you have multiple people, you know, who can run the ball different ways, aligned with that quarterback, playing some option football. I mean, I look at what the Bills did last night and say, why wouldn't I want to try to run the ball on them like the Jets did? And who's going to give me the best chance? I'm sorry, like the Bills did it. Who's going to give me the best chance? And, like, so I don't know, man. I'd be a little surprised if he made the change. That's not to say that Russell Wilson isn't going to get a chance to play this year, or that, you know, Justin Fields has played so well that this conversation is going to take care of itself, because, you know, I'm not sure it's going away. But I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he made a change.
Jason, let's kind of talk about that game last night. Jets, Bills. Did the Jets' offense look different? Did they look like they had a little bit more energy, a little bit more pop? And does that present a huge, you know, difficulty for the Steelers Sunday night?
I mean, they ran the ball better, obviously. I think that was obvious to anybody who has watched them this year. Now, they weren't running the ball a lick before. So, they got Breece Hall going a little bit. But I talked to somebody who, you know, runs a football team who's going to play them later in the year this morning, and was like, what did you think? And he's like, you know, a little more early down play action, he thought, you know, and I'll have to go and run the numbers and see if that holds up. But, you know, otherwise, you know, the guy's 40 years old, and he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, you know, in the huddle and when the ball's in his hands. So I don't think Todd Downing calling plays was going to change much and is going to change much. I do think the offensive line came out and kind of put their best effort forward. Excuse me, but over the course of 4 quarters, it still wasn't special. I mean, if people think Aaron Rodgers knows the perfect way to throw a Hail Mary, get the hell out of here. He's not a physics major. I'm seeing this stuff. Oh, he knows how to get the perfect launch angle. And, oh, he knows how to hang air under the ball. No, it's a jump ball. It's a jump ball. McDermott was in the wrong coverage. And they were worried about taking away the boundary because they thought it might be a quick out to try to set up a field goal, even though their kicker couldn't hit from 25, let alone 50. And so nobody was in front of Alan Lazard. Like, no, he's not special. And if you take that play away, and I know you can't, but just take that play away and run the numbers. It's what they have been. It's 220 passing yards. You know, it's less than, you know, it's less than 17 points. It's You know, not a lot of explosive plays. It's guys looking for pass interference penalties. It's, you know, it's what it has been. I mean, they're scoring exactly the same as they were with Zach Wilson last year. You know, the yards per play, all the key metrics are essentially what they were a year ago when you didn't have your, you know, $50 million quarterback.
Jason Luck.
And that was supposed to be their bump, right? That was supposed to be their emotional lift. That was supposed to be their cathartic game. And they still got they still lost to a division rival. And I think taking the defensive coordinator away from them, which is what they did, they basically took two defensive coordinators away, because you took Salo away and then you made your defensive coordinator a head coach and you made him put up with all your quarterback conspiracy theories and ramblings and BS. You've got him talking to the media. You've got him dealing with the owner. And you've got him doing 10 different jobs on game day instead of just running his defense. And I don't think it's a surprise that the defense looked, you know, suspect in some key areas, especially defending the run in that game. And that could be a problem for them.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Do you buy the Devonta Adams is sticking with the Raiders reports?
No.
Okay, where do you think he winds up? I'm not buying it either, Jason.
Come on, stop. I know people have jobs to do and they want to maintain relationships and whatever, but sometimes you got to have a modicum of self-respect and common sense. No, they've been the guy. They're literally paying the guy $1 million a week to nurse a quasi-fake hamstring injury so they could trade him. Like, I mean, we've all known what's going on there for weeks. Like, no, they just can't get what they want, but they were never going to get what they want. And as I was reporting from the onset, this idea that, you know, that they had the media again carrying their water saying, oh, well, they're going to get a two plus something else. No, they never were. They never were, and they're not. And they're hoping that Woody Johnson gets desperate enough to do it, but I'm not sure he's going to. And if he doesn't, nobody else is. So you're looking at a three plus maybe a draft pick based on how he performs, or a three plus, you know, a young player who hasn't worked out in your place, but they think might work out in theirs, you know, like that. That's what it is. And he is going to be traded. He doesn't want to play for them. He's told them he doesn't want to be in the building. They've obliged. They've given him permission to talk to other people. Like, the locker room is already falling apart in tatters. You think forcing this guy to come back in and play is going to help anything in any way, either, you know, in the standings or in terms of your culture, or, you know, in terms of Antonio Pierce trying to keep his job? Like, no, that ship has sailed, and the whole league knows it.
Jason, awesome stuff as always, man. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Hey, Jason.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. He is the one insider, seemingly, that understands all the BS with Devonta Adams.
Yes.
We talked about it yesterday. They're not holding on to that guy.
No, he don't want to be there.
No. I did love the Rodgers stuff. Like, Jason does not have time for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what a beautiful trajectory on that. That would be like the one thing as a quarterback I would never want to be known for. Like, he's the best Hail Mary guy of all time. Okay, end of halves, fine. If you're doing it that much, you're losing.
Losing.
You're losing football games. Speaking of le who's hers, boy, I only scratched the surface on what Jerry Jones said, Doran. Wait until you hear this. Wait until you hear Jerry coming unglued at the seams. We'll do that for Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. But first, I need to remind you, Pet Fest 24 is presented by Subaru, and it's back October 27th. It's at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, please go to 93.7thefan.com. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Told you that Jerry Jones is on his weekly interview with 105.3 in Texas. It's in Dallas, brother station, part of Odyssey. It went even more overboard than I described earlier. So, obviously, the tie-in between the most powerful man in football and that radio station, and they're questioning him about his off-season moves. And Jerry responded, quote, "This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I'm not kidding." Wow.
Jeez.
That's a tough spot for...
Are they at a flagship?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'd be nervous.
That's a really tough spot.
I'd be nervous.
I know a guy at that station, Gavin Dawson, who does... Well, they kind of do a midday afternoon. It's a long show. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like 8 hours.
He might be moving to mornings.
He might be moving to mornings in Iowa somewhere.
In El Paso.
He went on. You have good memories of El Paso, Doran?
Good?
Yeah.
No. I have memories, not good ones.
But you do have memories. He went on to say, you really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong without going over the rights? Listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans, great listeners, and I'm very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened out there Sunday. Man.
Man, that's tough.
Whew. I can't even, I'd be like, hey, Jerry, how's the weather? You doing good? You heading to Atlanta? You going to the owners' meetings? Things good?
How's the tailgates?
Yeah, how's the weather? Tailgates good, weather good. Mr. Neil Brown, things going okay? You having fun? Imagine if he did come out after the game. Like, that was bad from Jerry. But that's worse than Neil, because he's talking about people's livelihoods, man. For God's sakes, asking questions about your team that gave up 47 points.
That he controls, too. Like, that's such a power trip.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You control the station. You are the GM of the team, the owner of the team.
Man.
I forgot what I was going to say. That's bad, bad, bad stuff. Okay, yeah, imagine if he comes out after that one, 47-9 or whatever the score was. Well, didn't you guys have fun at Jerry World? Isn't Jerry World nice? Then we got 100,000 people up in here. Look at how big our Jumbotron is. We've had punters hit it. It's that big. This thing's massive. So things not going great there. Things going really bad in Cleveland, where Stefanski came out yesterday and basically rubber stamped that Deshaun Watson is the best option they have at quarterback. And that's another situation where the owner's just not letting the coach, the GM, do their jobs. Stefanski's going to be out.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. He's a good coach.
He's a really good coach. And I don't think that... I don't think they're a great football team, even with a different quarterback. Like, they've got issues. They've got injuries. They might be a 500 team with Jameis Winston, though,
mm-hmm.
with a chance to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what they had with Flacco last year. They were winning games with every quarterback not named Deshaun Watson. But we don't cry for Cleveland around these parts. Big day today. Mike Tomlin press conference at noon. It should be the day where Tomlin names a starter. It should be. Can't hide behind injury anymore. We'll see if it happens. Starkey will be carrying it live. We will be carrying it live right here on 93.7 The Fan at noon. Doran, tomorrow we got Whaley.
Yep.
Weekend with Whaley.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Good job, Callis. No, we call it Weekend with Whaley. Well, it was almost a good job by you today, Callis. Starkey next, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial, full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 53.